I believe so. I don't know how on I am, but I'm on. Maybe a B game.
On something.
Not a B game, maybe. Not an A game.
You with customers and boy, reacted badly a couple of times. I'm waiting for those 1-star reviews.
Right.
Yeah, falls in with that half a 1% rule.
Exactly.
You do really good with 99 people and then you do pretty good. Well, you'll do good with 100, 200, 300 people. Then all of a sudden, 1, 2, 3 in a row will just go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess that's it. You know, I was thinking, before we get to the fishing report, I was thinking about, you know, it's amazing how much it bothers you when things go badly wrong with customers.
It does. It eats you alive most of the time.
You go home and it's hard to sleep.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's such a small
percentage. Even when you just really want to choke them.
Yeah. Even though it's such a small percentage, it's amazing that it can consume you that much sometimes.
Yeah, because it's weird. Because usually the customers are the best part of the day in here.
Absolutely.
Because I can tell you, I got so much other stuff I don't want to do. Standing there talking to somebody about fishing is definitely the better option.
I agree with that.
Anyway, we've got to do a fishing report. And let's see. Oh, excitement, excitement, excitement. Oh. Okay.
Try to get the blood flowing.
Peace River. I know there's snook up there because I've heard them behind my house, and I haven't even got to
walk out back and fish for them. It's kind of funny how that works sometimes, isn't it? Go home. Oh, I want to go out. Never mind. I'm gonna sit right here.
Yeah. Any? You heard of anything up in the river?
Right there. Oh,
big redfish up by the dam.
Oh, there you go. That's not a bad thing.
No.
I've heard of some juvenile tarpon up there too. And then down by the actual, right there in the immediate area, those islands right there around I-75, there's been some juvenile tarpon. A couple guys got some nice whiting in that one channel where they always seem to fish. And they also got into a few black drum in there too. And they were smaller size. They were like the puppy drum, the good eating size, you know, that 18, 24 inch range.
Right.
So they were pretty excited about that. But it's all changing with that water temperature. Fish are starting to move around a whole lot.
I haven't heard anything about the water temps. What's going on with temperature out there?
Gulf temperature is running right around 75, 76.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was according to Wink this morning, so I'm not 100% sure how close that is. But the harbor temperatures...
Do you remember a time when you used to hear it on TV, on the news, and you could actually believe what they were telling
right.
you?
Right. Exactly.
And now you sit there and go, okay, I heard on the news. Now, I guess I'll have to go and look it up somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you do need to do some fact checking.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's hard to believe them if they say it's daylight out at this point.
Yeah.
All right. Going down to the 41 bridge, let's see. I'm drawing a blank. I don't remember anything. I know I talked to people about fishing there, but blurred lines. Okay.
Nighttime, they've been doing some really good snook and small tarpon right there at that power pole park and along that whole sandbar there. And then during the daytime, it seems like they've been getting a few small trout. I've heard of a couple redfish, a couple snook. Kind of an assortment, small whiting, small mangrove snapper, but it's been hit or miss. You know, it seems like I'll get a good report 2 days in a row, and then I'll get bad reports for the next 2 days. And it's been a little on the wonky side, I would say. But that's always to be expected right now.
Kind of the same for Lashley?
Yeah. Yeah, Lashley is almost a mirror image of it. The only thing I've heard about a little bit more at Lashley has been a few more trout than anything else, but it's pretty close to the same stuff going on there.
I Okay. Puts us over at Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier's been doing okay. The middle of the day bite, there's been a couple guys catching some very small undersized bull sharks. A couple of cobia. One guy got a nice triple tail there the other day. And then I've heard of an incidental whiting and an incidental trout. Haven't heard of any snook activity there at night. You know, usually this time of year when the guys are out there messing around trying to fish for a shark or a cobia, you usually hear about some snook, but I haven't heard much about them.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because that's usually a pretty good one for snook and everything else over there. And I think the reason we don't hear many snook reports is because guys don't fish them there. They go over to Lashley or one of the other piers. They just, you know, they don't realize how many fish there is there at Bayshore.
Right.
Let's see. Port Charlotte canals.
The mouths of the canals have been probably the most activity. Jacks, some mangrove snapper, some sheep's head have been even being caught there. Been a fair number of snook. And then over behind the beach complex, there are that whole bunch of finger canals where they all kind of intersect there in that little Alligator Bay area. I've heard of a handful of redfish being caught underneath the bushes as the guys have been working those looking for snook. So it hasn't been too terribly bad over there. A lot of juvenile tarpon up in that East Spring Lake canal. Even a couple in the slightly larger size, in that 60, 70 pound range.
Right. Okay. Let's go and take us over Eljabeen. Anything at the pier?
The only thing I've honestly heard about this week has been some snook activity at night. I haven't had any negative or positive reports for the daytime fishing, which is a little strange for as many people have been going out fishing.
Yeah, that is.
Usually we get a lot of reports, but this week, so far, nothing.
All right. It's going to take us over to the cutoff or the Micah River, the 14-foot hole, Tippy Canoe. I've heard of some redfish in Tippy Canoe.
Been some redfish there. There's been a handful of snapper, actually, over there along the bushes. I was talking to my nephew the other day. He's been over there fishing a little bit in his Ginu. Caught some mangrove snapper. He caught a few redfish, a lot of small snook, and then he got a 5.5-foot sawfish, which was kind of neat. He said it was in literally 3 feet of water on a shrimp. It was pretty cool. He had a little bit of video footage of it, trying to get it up to the side of the boat to get the hook out.
Yeah, I mean, there's something different about it because, I mean, you're catching like a dinosaur and, you know, all of a sudden this strange beak comes up with all these teeth on the side.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you're a God person or an evolution person, but either one has one strange sense of humor to play on some fish.
Yeah, no kidding. They're cool looking, though. I would love to catch one just to catch one. It would be neat.
I would have thought you'd caught a few of those.
Nope. I've only seen a handful actually alive swimming around.
Yeah, I forget because when I was fishing, we used to eat them, catch them and eat them.
Right. It was kind of a normal thing, yeah.
Going to the South Gulf Cove, up in the canals, anything in the canals?
I have not heard of anything up in there. I got one customer was in yesterday that was seeing dinosaurs swimming around his lights at night. He said they're just big fish. He can't figure out what they are. He said they're 3 feet to 4 feet to even a couple being in the 5-foot range, and he can't figure out what they are. So he wanted shrimp, he wanted to take some shiners, he was taking some, he bought plastic worms, and what else did he buy? He bought a storm twitch stick. He's like, I'm bound and determined to figure out what these fish are, but they're big.
I'd say gar.
Well, that's what I said. He said they don't have a pointy nose and they're not right on the surface the way he sees the other gar swimming around.
Huh.
I'm like, but they're down. And I said, but you're seeing them at night. And he says, yeah, but they're just big. He says, I have no idea what they're.
It's tarpon.
That's kind of what I was thinking, maybe.
Yeah. To me, that would be the most logical choice. But because of where he is, it could be bowfin. It could be.
Right.
There's so many other could-bes, because now you're taking the saltwater and the freshwater species in that canal.
Exactly.
And it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
No way to know.
Kind of wild.
So we're heading down the west wall. I hear good stories on redfish. Anything else?
A lot of redfish, a lot of snook. On the bushes, mostly. There has been a few bigger redfish and a few bigger snook hanging out on the harbor side of that little trough that everyone runs along. Been a few cobia over there, a few pompano, a couple of trout, and a lot of bonnethead sharks. Bonnethead sharks seem to be from the radio tower all the way down, and they're mainly on top of that flat there going out towards the harbor. But a lot of bonnetheads. I'm thinking they're over there pupping out. You know, this is the time of year when a lot of our sharks start giving birth. Because it's just like they showed up overnight. Because Carl was pre-fishing over there last week, and he said he only saw a couple, and yet customer in, let's see, today's Wednesday, he was in Saturday, and just said it was unbelievable how many bonnetheads were all over the place out there. Him and his wife and his grandkid had a field day, though, catching them.
Okay, well, just to kind of sum it up, about the only other thing I know on the west wall is some snook over there, and they're just kind of scattered all the way up and down, but they're in groupings of two or more fish. You're not going to find a lot of solo fish, single ones, so, you know, that's actually pretty good. If you do hit one, keep fishing right around that spot. Within a few feet, you should hit more of them. I guess that's going to take us down to Cape Hayes. What's going on Cape Hayes?
Cape Hayes on the out Boca Grande side of the bar has been the most productive on that as it's dropping off. Getting some reports of some Spanish mackerel, still some bluefish, bonnetheads, of course, a few trout, but there's not many, but they seem to be a little bit better quality. I've even had a couple guys get a couple flounder and pompano off of there. And then right up there along the shoreline there, you know, the little cut where everyone goes from Muddy Bay over to Turtle Bay. There's been some snook there and a few incidental redfish also. The only problem is there's, you know, that boat traffic can sometimes get annoying.
Yeah, but it actually increases the fishing. If you're fishing in that cut, get as far away and try and get the boats to go between you and where you're casting. Because the props go through, it boils up all the bait and everything else. Let the boat go through, cast right into their prop wash, trying to get them to run in where you're fishing. It doesn't run the fish off. It makes the fishing better. So no cussing people as they go between you and where you're fishing. It's the one time when you really want them to, because otherwise the fish get kind of haphazard there. But as the boat goes through, it blows up all the shrimp out of the bottom. It gets the pinfish all stirred up. Snook just move aside for the boat, and then they come in like gangbusters, and it's usually doubles and triple hookups once a boat goes through. Getting into Turtle Bay, some trout in the flats.
Yeah, there's been some trout out there. There's been a few redfish. There's even been a couple small bull sharks or black tips. A couple guys are just seeing them. Nobody really hooking many, but they're definitely seeing some shark activity throughout there on the flats. And then as you go back towards that first shack straight to the back, it's right. There's been a lot of snook. And like you said earlier with the west wall, with them all being in, you know, deuces and triples and whatever, same thing over there. They're kind of getting in that springtime pre-spawn aggregate, so there's always going to be more than one right now.
Bull Bay, I know...
Bull Bay's been kind of almost a mirror image, but there has been a lot more ladyfish. There's been quite a few big sheep's head cruising around on the flats back in there and up underneath the shacks, and an assortment of mangrove snapper and little baby gag grouper, which have been fun and bending the rod. It's always quite a surprise, too, for a lot of guys when they're casting to grass flats expecting a redfish and they pull up a little 12 or 14 inch gag grouper. Would fight pretty good for a little guy. The water's been flowing really good through there, so there's been a lot of crabs flushing through, too.
What about out by the Cape Hayes Reef? Anything out there?
Just been some Spanish mackerel, a few bluefish. There has been a couple cobia seen, but I haven't heard of any caught over in that area. And a few, you know, the same small sharks, like the little bulls/black tips swimming by. guys are seeing a lot more activity with some of those bigger fish than they are catching them, because they're kind of prepared for more mangrove snapper or sheep's head kind of fish in that bottom area, and not really not doing what they should with that free line and that one bait out the back of the boat just in case something good swims by. You know, that's what I like about that place. Anytime I anchor up, I always like to either have one bait just underneath the boat 2 or 3 feet, which you taught me years ago, or I free line a bait, you know, 20, 30 feet out the back of the boat and just hope for something. It's not going to hurt anything to sit in the rod holder. I might as well have a bait on it.
Absolutely. What about going from Kaopalu north up across what they call the tailing flats there?
There's sheep's head all over the place over there. I'm hearing so many guys catching sheep's head all along those flats, the sand holes, the mangroves. And then as you work your way up just past the clam fields there, there's quite a few redfish and snook scattered along the mangrove shoreline and even out around some of those little isolated islands and oyster patches that are throughout that whole Whidden Bay area. And guys are doing the best on those with, actually, believe it or not, cut pinfish. Cut pinfish are working better than the live pinfish for, you know, the redfish especially, and even the snook have been picking those up pretty regularly too. And then there's been a few incidental ladyfish and trout out there on the open part in the, you know, that 2 to 3 feet of water area. When we went out with Mike Myers the other day, that's what we caught a whole bunch of.
You had your cousin out, I guess, huh?
Yeah, cousin and her kids. They had a good time. They caught 2 nice-sized black tips.
Hmm.
We'll talk about that when we get to the offshore.
Okay, Placida, the trestle, anywhere around there?
Mostly what they've been catching off of there has been an incidental Spanish mackerel. No good numbers, just kind of bycatch. They've caught some big whiting off of it, some mangrove snapper. And, of course, some sheep's head have been doing really well there, too. But they seem to be coming in flows, you know. There won't be anything there in the morning, then all of a sudden it's piled up in the afternoon. Then the next day it's in the morning and nothing there in the afternoon as far as the sheep's go. Nighttime, there's still been a lot of snook activity out there. I mean, if I was going out snook fishing, that's probably going to be one of my top 3 stops for the night, because it's just been the most productive for, you know, the slot size snook going on, along with a whole bunch of little guys, so you can at least bend the rod and have a good time. And the weather's just perfect for it at night right now. It's been cool, a little bit of a breeze, keeps the mosquitoes off you. It's kind of nice.
All right. Moving us up to Lemon Bay. Anything going on up there?
Lemon Bay, I honestly haven't had much reports on Lemon Bay this week. I know that there's been a lot of people fishing it, but I just haven't had a good report for it.
Heard anything from the pier up there?
Yeah, the pier itself, they've been catching some really big ladyfish, some sheep's head, some mangrove snapper. The whiting are a little bit slower this week there, but the ones they're catching are a little bit bigger size. But the nighttime, they're catching some big ladyfish, some fairly good snook, and some juvenile tarpon they've been hooking into also over there, especially the guys that are casting towards the Tom Adams Bridge itself, which is where most of the snook fishermen kind of tend to cast to.
All right, that's going to take us out into the Gulf of Mexico. What's up in Mexico Gulf there being of?
It's been really good for the near shore. The far offshore has been kind of dismal, but the near shore from that 3 to like 15 mile mark, if you can find some bait or some birds, there's been Spanish mackerel, a few incidental bonita, and there has been a few kings starting to show up out there. I think they're going to dump in pretty heavy when they actually do, just because of the scattered numbers I'm hearing about. And then the mangs, the lanes, the porgies, and a lot of sheep's head on just about every one of the hard bottom or reefs that are out there right now. I mean, just unbelievable the quality of the sheep's head that I've been hearing about and seeing some pictures of this last several days with people. A guy showed me a picture of one that was probably had to be about a 7-pound sheep's head, but every sheep's head he had was in that 4-pound plus range. Him and his buddy did real well, and they were actually fishing Charlotte Rocks.
Hmm.
You know, they had a good time out there.
All right. What are we going to talk about in the passes? Anything kind of consistent in the passes?
There's been kind of in it. I don't know if it's consistent. I wouldn't call it that. The Sheep's Head have been probably the most consistent, along with some mangrove snapper. Sheep's Head are real heavy around the phosphate dock, the oil dock, and even drift in the center of the pass. But there was a big crab flush there on Sunday night, and the tarpon went berserk. I heard that there was a lot of tarpon just going crazy in there. And then the same thing happened last night, too, according to one guy. And it wasn't a real heavy crab flush last night, but there was crabs flowing through, and he said that there were tarpon rolling all over the place. So that's kind of an interesting little bit of activity, something a little different. Captiva Pass has had some trout and pompano on the outside edges of the channel. Guy did really good there. He said, I forget, it was sometime at the beginning of last week when he was in talking about how well he did. So I'd imagine it was probably the weekend probably the weekend of our tent sale.
Gotcha. All right. Starting to get some of this cleared up, but if you're gonna walk the beach, what's going on?
Walking the beaches has been a little bit better as you go further north. Stump Pass, Inglewood Beach, Manasota Beach seems to be where I'm hearing the most reports anyway, and they're catching some nice whiting. There's been some snook out there. There's been some small groups of jacks coming through in that 1 to 3 pound range. Handful of pompano and even a couple incidental flounder as bycatch while they're doing that. So kind of a mixed gamut, but those are literally that whole area along Manasota Key is pretty much where I've heard the best reports. Wouldn't surprise me if they were doing the same thing a little further north up in Venice, but haven't heard much there.
All right. Going down to Sanibel, Ponarasa, anything in the pass under the bridges down there?
Under the bridges, I've been hearing a couple of reports. The Sanibel Causeway itself and those couple docks along the Ponarasa, the condos and hotels, the big snook. There's been some tarpon and big snook under the causeway, especially at night. It seems when that traffic slows down at about 10 o'clock at night, it seems to be the most activity. I've heard of a few guys doing some nice sheep's head around some of those docks too during the daytime. But I've only had, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 different reports from down there.
All right. And Caloosahatchee. I haven't heard anything except some snook up by the truss and a little bit up around 41. The yacht base in there.
Okay.
It's got a bunch of snook.
I heard of a bunch of snook just on the south end of the mouth, like basically that North Fort Myers beach kind of area. A couple guys were walking the beach and saw some snook. They didn't catch too many, but they saw quite a few fish, which is always kind of cool to hear about.
Right. Matt Lachey, lots of reds to the south.
Yeah, a lot of redfish to the south, a lot of juvenile tarpon right at the mouths of all those canals. And then they've been doing good on sheep's head and snook there off the bridge itself. You know, a lot of people down there right now. The traffic's been horrendous, I guess, from what the shrimper was telling me. But she was telling me that they've been really doing well on the sheep's head.
Gotcha. Pine Island Sound?
Pine Island Sound right there in the immediate vicinity of like around the shacks there and Captiva Rocks. Been some good trout, no good numbers, but like 20 to 24 inches, fishing some of those deeper sand holes. And then there's been an assortment of small bonnet heads, a couple oddball black tips. And then if you're real patient and looking, there's been some good-sized tarpon down there just kind of cruising those flats, dropping off into some of those really deep sand holes. The water's gin clear right now, so some of the real diehards have been down there, especially the fly fishermen have been doing pretty exceptional, and you know, 80 to 120 pound fish and putting 2 to 3 fish in the air a day. Just got to be patient and look for them. I've also heard of a couple big sharks cruising around down there, but nobody's really hooking into any of them.
All right. Going up to Boquilla, Jug Creek.
The only thing I've honestly heard about there has been a few Spanish mackerel and a couple of redfish right there around that little oyster patch right there by, was it Patricio? Where it drops off in that little trough there. There now, it's been a little quiet.
Burnt Store, Two Pines.
Burnt Store Bar's got some pompano on it. Been a lot of little redfish and quite a few snook along the mangrove shoreline part of it. It seems like right in the evening and the late afternoon, so snook and redfish are moving out more towards the bar a little bit, scattered throughout there, so some of the wade fishermen have been doing fairly well on them. And then I've heard of a couple cobia that have been sighted cruising that bar, but I haven't heard of anyone hooking any. That water is so clear right now. We're getting so many different reports of what people are seeing, and in some instances, seeing more than they're catching.
Gotcha. Well, if you're going to go up by Pirate Harbor, working your way north up there.
Pirate Harbor right at by the ice house, that's where there's been some trout. There was a little school of pompano that were kind of moving in and out of there, but I haven't heard anything good in the last 2 days there, or bad for that matter. But the redfish have been just north of Pirate Harbor along all those mangrove shorelines, especially if you can find something with a good little pinch point with some water flow. That seems to be where they're hanging out the most. And then if you're just drifting along the flats there, anywhere in that whole vicinity, there's a lot of little trout and some nice-sized ladyfish cruising throughout there. It's a good place to bend the rod. I just don't know how exceptional quality-wise, depending on what you consider quality fish goes. But it is a steady rod bender throughout there. Once again, pinfish, cut-up, shrimp have been working by far the best. A couple guys are finding some white bait out there, but the only thing that's producing for them is a whole lot of baby snook.
All right, Alligator Creek.
I have not heard a single report this week at all about that.
Okay. The canals and PGI?
A lot of snook on all the lights at night. Handful of guys are doing well that are trolling as they're coming in and out of the canals, picking up some snook, some jacks of some pretty nice size, 5 to 10 pounders. There is some sheep's head in there, but they're moving around a lot, so you just kind of got to work each individual dock for them. And then some mangroves and black drum.
Sequence there. Gotta move that one down.
Water's warming up pretty quick, so the fish are definitely on the move throughout the whole PGI system.
Yeah, just take me a second here to pop this one there.
And cut, paste, move, click.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So what's going on at Ponce?
Ponce has had some nice mangrove snapper, a few black drum, some jacks. There has been a few snook being caught right there in the, you know, off the further in dock, and then right there out on the beach front, heading towards the Peace River Wildlife Refuge, some of the wade fishermen have been picking up a couple redfish and some small snook, which is always a little fun. You know, you don't have to go very far and have a good time.
Okay, and Gilcrest, the only thing I know of there was a couple guys, one guy hooked a bonnet shark over there. That's the only thing I know of, anything?
I honestly haven't heard anything over there this week. It's a cool little pier.
Yeah, going out to the reef in Alligator Creek Reef.
Alligator Creek Reef's got a lot of sheep's head scattered throughout the whole thing, and they're moving around a lot, so you kind of have to not stay anchored in one particular area, just move. There has been a few Spanish mackerel on the southern end of it. A couple guys have seen some cobia. One guy hooked one. He came in to replace his net because he tried to land it a little too early. You saw him in here walking around with his net.
Yeah.
He punched a hole right through
it. I wonder what it is about a cobia that makes him go right through a landing net. I've caught bigger fish, you know, snook and I mean, I've
black
even
drum, sharks,
black drum, in the landing net. Mm-hmm. I've never had a fish go through a landing net like a cobia.
Yeah, and they punch right through it like it's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's zoop, and they're, it's like you're pouring water through it.
I know. I don't know how they manage to do it. Maybe it's those spikes on their back or razor blades. I'm not sure. They got their own little built-in cow tipper. We'll just take care of this net.
Yeah, it's just really weird. Take us out to the deep holes in the harbor. Anything tarpon-wise?
There's been a few straggler tarpon out there. I don't know if they're... I wouldn't call them fishable, but it's worth going out there and looking and being prepared for it. That there's been a small school of black drum cruising throughout there too, about 50 to 100 fish. And then there's been a handful of Spanish macs and some bluefish too out there as incidental bycatch while you're playing around, because every now and then they just come up and pop up chasing some of those glass minnows that are starting to show up.
All right, now you said they were finding some white bait down by Boquilla, a little bit on the east side.
Yeah, a little bit of little bit around Boquilla, a little bit over on the east side, and then some down primarily along the intercoastal, closer towards the Placida area. You know, most of it's fairly small. You know, so the guys are, I don't know. You talk to one guy and he's doing good on it, and then three other guys are saying, "Eh, I'm still using shrimp." You know, the majority of them are trying to catch pinfish that actually are really working at it to catch those bigger redfish and the better quality snook. And you're catching the pinfish in the same spots. Some of the guys are having to go out into a little bit deeper water to catch some bigger pinfish, you know, out there in that 6 feet of water range. I haven't heard of any bait out on the beaches at all yet. I'm sure there's some stuff showing up out there, but we'll hope this year proves to be a good year for white bait.
All right. That's going to take us over to the freshwater report. I'm hearing bluegills doing well, and the bass in some places are still on the beds.
Yeah, I've heard that about a couple of the canal systems where they're still on beds. A lot of guys have been catching tilapia this past week, too, while they've been bluegill fishing. So it seems like the tilapia have gotten a little excitable. And they're catching those just on the little wigglers. A couple guys caught a couple on beetle spins. There's been two or three guys that have been catching a handful of crappie right around sunset out there and staying into the night and catching a few. Not good numbers, but definitely better quality fish. You know, they're running in like that 14 to 16 inch range.
What's that bass thing everybody's asking for right now? God, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a couple of gamblers in some of the islands. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, the lure?
Yeah, the soft plastic.
Yeah, I can't remember. One's like some kind of like a, it's a different kind of creature bait, one of them, according to the one guy, the way he was showing me a picture of.
Yeah, because the lizards, then there's a creature bait, and then there's another fish bait. I mean, the only thing I know is that Junebug is doing well color-wise.
Yeah. We've been seeing a lot of the frogs lately, too. The frogs seem to be picking up a little bit again. Seems like it hit that little low area, and now picking back up this past 2 weeks. It's amazing how many different varieties of freshwater lures there is out there.
Ungodly.
I thought saltwater was funny, but geez, freshwater. It's mind-numbing.
30 different types of gamblers and put them in the store down there, and a guy walks in, he wants two we don't have.
Right.
I mean, it's like the stereotypical thing when you're talking about bass lures and stuff. That no matter how many you buy, it's the one you don't have.
Yeah.
That's the hot one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they make 72 colors. We carry 70 of them.
Yeah. I'm like, it's actually amazing to watch that work. Okay, I'm going to load that fishing report now while I'm thinking about it. Get that up. Fishing report, click. Go to the internet. Cyberspace. Suck that in. All right. So that's going out there. Outside of needing some time off and being get time to do more of the fishing reports, we're going to try and get everything on a schedule here very soon. We've got a couple guys out. I mean, Chandler hurt his ankle, and how those ankles support him anyway. I mean, God, that kid's big.
Yeah.
Not only is he tall, he's big. I mean, Jiminy Crickets. I mean, I'm glad I don't have to carry him.
Yeah. I told him. I said, you need to take care of those ankles because nobody wants to help the big guy.
Yeah.
The big guy is supposed to help out all the little guys.
Right. How are you going to, you know, how could I even help him limp somewhere? He'd crush me.
Right.
So, anyway, so once we get our staff rearranged, figure out, get them all out of the doctors and everywhere else, we should be able to get more into this. Tent sale was a lot of fun.
That was awesome.
It was actually amazing. I mean, still burnt out. I don't know how many days. It's 10 days later. And I feel like I've been run over with a truck, for goodness sakes, man.
And backed over.
Yeah. And backed up and backed over. Over 3,000 people showed up.
Wow.
More people this year. And, you know, we actually did a little better money-wise. Things were really good. I have to say, I think the thing I'm most proud of, even though I've been getting in arguments with a couple of the customers lately, outside of that, I think the thing I was most proud of at the tent sale, because I was awake, well-rested-ish, you know, for the tent sale, and how many people were just having a good time. That was the coolest thing about it. Just how many people were smiling, relaxed. Even when it was mobbed for a little while, everybody still seemed to be doing pretty
absolutely
good. And I would kind of go up and, you know, when people don't recognize you because they're busy doing their other stuff, and just to hear them telling fishing stories to each other, and you can tell they weren't,
they didn't know each other.
They were just sitting there talking, telling fishing stories. That is the coolest thing about the tent sale. Forget the money, forget everything else. Everybody came up to me and they were really happy. They appreciated the effort we put into it, bringing all the manufacturers there so they could talk and ask questions. But they were commenting on how nice the people were, the manufacturers, talking to them, spending time, you know, trying to get a few minutes with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's real tough to do. And it's a crazy, chaotic day. We had a few newbies here this year, the vice president of Finor there, and he was like a deer in the headlights. And Shimano, I went up to him. I had told him, you need a flashlight because, yes, the show doesn't open till 8 o'clock, but there's going to be people there at 6:30 wanting stuff. You got to bring a flashlight. Yep. He walked out. I saw him walking out, and I followed him over there, and there was like 8 people lined up in front of the Shimano booth, and he's looking around. He can't see anything. I pulled the flashlight out of my pocket and said, here you go. And, you know, he didn't give it back. He owes me for a flashlight.
Oh, that's funny.
So I'll have to beat him up about that,
right?
You know, so, but it was good. You know, everything was kind of good. I wish I was, you know, awake and well rested so I could sound all excited about everything, because I really was. It was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time. This month at Luigi's, April, come to the meeting. We got 4 nights reserved, more if we need it. Bring a spinning reel with you, and we're going to do maintenance on reels, how to do that, how to put the oil in, how to keep them clean, the best way to take care of them, and what reels are for what. You know, how do you choose what kind of reel do you want?
So gotcha.
We're going to go over maintenance, and we're also going to decide on how to choose a reel. You know, how do you choose the size, the style, you know, what is it about a reel that would make it good for what you're going to do?
Right.
You know, is it the price? Is it the weight? Is it the drag pressure? What is it? What makes that reel good? And I'm actually going to be bringing a couple reels and taking apart the drags so people can see inside of the drags in the washers to see what they get from different companies. I'm going to bring like 4 different brands of reels. And we're going to pass around the washers so everybody can actually see what a drag washer is, what they're made out of, and how they're done.
Pretty cool.
It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a great thing at Luigi's this month. That's why I booked 4 nights, because I think we're going to be very busy. So anyway, let's see. there. I guess that's about it, boys and girls. Thanks for listening. Say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Yeah, goodbye, everybody. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing, hopefully in a day or so. All right. You all have fun out there. Bye-bye.